Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, for our GROW model, we are supposed to be talking, as we were, about personal witnessing. Witnessing begins with presence. That's what we're saying today. Witnessing begins with presence. As we are working on it, working on getting connected to Pastor Brighton Hachimila. He has finally responded, but we're struggling with getting him on the line. But we are working on it. As you know, we don't just give in or give up. We work on getting our guest on the line. So we're working on it. So witnessing, since it is our conversation for today, or our focus for today, is about presence. Witnessing is about posture and proximity, dare I say. Today, we explore how being with people is often more powerful than speaking to them. Joining us on the line is Pastor Brighton Hachimila to talk to us about just that. Pastor Hachimila, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Why, or who, first and foremost, who in your life has witnessed to you simply by how they live?
Personally, I have one lady by the name of Mwenda Mwinga.
Okay.
I would say this is one lady that has witnessed to me personally, especially by being there at the ministry of presence. I can testify to say she's one person through her resilience and commitment that I have learned from what it truly means to witness someone through the ministry of presence. She's one person that is dedicated. Of course, she has her own problems. She has her own difficulties, but then she has that passion of being there. She understands what it means, what her presence means, to be with someone that needs her comfort.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. So what does it look like to be spiritually present in secular spaces?
So what it means to be spiritually present in secular spaces, for me, it is one thing that doesn't just mean preaching or overtly displaying like religious symbols, but it's more about embodying a way of one is being that carries depth, okay? Yeah. Awareness and a compassion into environments that are explicitly not spiritual. Because in these areas, our presence, there means a lot to people who are brokenhearted, people who may have someone to talk to, but they don't know how. You see, we may actually have people that may need someone to reach out to, but then they have no means. So for me, it simply means carrying that understanding of at least showing ourselves, being there, availing ourselves when people need it in different grounds.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you carry the presence of Christ into uncomfortable spaces?
So one thing that I would like to begin with is when carrying Christ into the places that are uncomfortable, it brings to mind, because we are dealing with personal witnessing, it brings to mind what Ellen White wrote in the book Ministry of Healing, page 143. There's a statement she brings out to say, Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people. Number one, because the Savior mingled with people. as one who desired their good. So he showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, won their confidence, and then finally bade them follow me. So the way we carry Christ in uncomfortable spaces is by how we carry ourselves, by sometimes simply being silent where it does not necessarily require us to say a word. Because sometimes maybe speaking out, even when somebody needs comfort just by our presence, if we sometimes speak out, it may actually hinder or it may block the room for that person to really feel, see Christ that is working in us. There are many mysterious ways that Christ has worked through people that are humble. Of course, through them just being present, he has opened doors for many people to be able to experience his grace and his salvation, and hence understand the importance of his invitation to witness to other people.
Yeah. Let's talk about the habits. What habits help you stay rooted in God while engaging the Word?
So one thing personally that I have learned is the importance of the habit of silent prayer. Personally, silent prayer is one habit that I have cultivated because it knows no barrier, it has no space,
right.
It has no time. So usually when a lot of things happen, sometimes we may even lack answers. This is something that is so practical, in a sense that we are talking about a God that is working within and in the outside space to help engage the community, other people to be able to experience his goodness also.
Right.
So at many instances, we may lack even ways of engaging the community, but then by always keeping that constant connection with God through prayer, God really helps out showing ways on how we can get people engaged. And besides just silent prayer, one thing that I have learned is, you know, to learn to put the interests of other people always first. That is one thing that has really built my faith, because each time I am moving around, I love putting people's interests first, because that really helps me, or it actually helps me understand them better. And when I put myself in their shoe with the sympathy that I'm able to show with them, then it lays a ground on how I can best approach them and see how I can help them.
Right. Final question, I'll let you go, Pastor. Where are you being invited to show up, not with answers, but with authenticity?
You know, it reminds me of, I would love to give a practical example of a funeral. You know, in most cases, when we go to funerals, of course, a funeral, one may not necessarily be invited, but we go there because we want
of
to
course,
comfort
yes.
the
yes.
one. But then, sometimes we may reach at a funeral house, not with the answers. Of course, that will comfort people, or not with solutions that people may be looking at. But then with the ministry of our presence in silence and just being there around the people, you know, it helps people a lot to understand and also appreciate, because personally, I appreciate the ministry of presence. So when I am called, I am invited into places, or I can find myself into places where I don't carry with me answers, I just go there to just show up simply as someone who cares, as someone who is part of. And by becoming part of, it shows that I am sharing in that ministry and also allowing other people to understand that I am also getting involved, even if it does not directly affect me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. It is Tuesday today, and we are looking forward to the rest of the week. It is always appreciated. Thank you for taking our call, Pastor Brighton Hatchett-Miller. Have a wonderful day, and thank you very much once again. God bless.
The pleasure is all mine. God bless you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.